In 2014, Northern New York's 21st congressional district race was for an open seat, as then-Democratic incumbent Bill Owens announced he would retire from his seat. Republican Elise Stefanik became the youngest woman ever elected to the House by defeating two opponents, Democrat Aaron Wolf and Green Matt Funicello. Funicello surprised many by taking nearly 11% of the vote. Funicello tells WAMC that he is excited to be running for the congressional seat once again.
I think pretty much everything seems like it is in almost exactly the same alignment it was last time.
So why do you think with that alignment it's a good thing for you to run?
We know as Greens that the 11%, it was actually I think 10.6% we ended up, that the Board of Elections gave me in the last cycle, is really almost historic. We saw a wonderful result for an unmoneyed non-corporate campaign from outside the two war parties, as I call them. And I certainly was very buoyed by that, and many of my supporters were as well. But I was also really, really excited at the number of people polling as conservatives or Republicans or independents who voted for our race. We really did evenly poll from Democrats, Republicans, and self-titled independents in the congressional district. That's wonderful to me. I mean, we're not really having an impact on what the two corporate parties do at all. The people are actually being given access to a rational and sincere third choice, and there's no reason to remove that choice this time around. If anything, because of the national race, I think we are seeing a lot of excitement about the same types of policy ideas that the Greens have espoused since their beginnings. We're looking at free college and single-payer health care. We're looking at forgiving student debt. But the Greens go a lot further than the Democrats and progressives do in espousing a peaceful foreign policy.
Matt, is your entry as a Green with a very progressive agenda, will that hurt the Democrats and allow Stefanik to be reelected?
I think as voters, what I found on the campaign trail last time is that most people, actually of any political stripe, are in agreement with me. That democracy is not about the Democrats saying that Green voters should give them their votes and then whining about it later. The whole spoiler propaganda, where Ralph Nader was blamed for electing George Bush, when actually, according to exit polls, 7 to 10 million Democrats voted for George Bush. It's all those Democrats that completely betrayed their country by voting for George Bush directly. The same was true in the last cycle. I actually brought people out to the polls. We had a 13% increased voter turnout in the 2014 congressional election here, and I got 11% of those voters. Where did the other 2% go? The wisdom that usually prevails in strategist circles is that the extra turnout at the polls is always of advantage to the Democratic Party. So if anything, Aaron Wolf should have thanked me. But I certainly didn't cost him the election. I mean, our votes together were still 10% less than Stefanik received in total.
Matt, how important is the name recognition that you now have because of your previous run?
I feel like my name recognition from the last race and from my work in the community over the last quarter century is already going to give me close to a win, if not a win, in Warren County and maybe even Washington or Saratoga. But I think we have to pay attention to the national race to divine what the average Democrat or Republican is going to do down ticket. If they're faced with a Hillary versus Trump decision, I'm hoping that most people will recognize the wisdom, especially in a safe state, of voting for Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, or anything other than the two war parties. And if that happens, a lot of those people are also going to be open to voting for Greens and Libertarians and Independents down ticket.
What are the key issues you will focus on, and how have they changed as you look at them now versus the last time you ran?
As somebody who lives in the working class, you know, even though I'm a business owner, I still work every day and I still make a working class salary. I am still without health insurance, as are the majority of my workers. Single-payer health care is the most important issue on the table today. Single-payer health care and a $15 minimum wage or living wage being the two primary objectives of my congressional run. But we are also looking at the environment, the Keystone Pipeline, the oil trains in the park. These are all issues that have followed us from 2 years ago. They have not come any further along. And so we are going to need to pay extra close attention now to Stefanik's voting record. And she's got a record that a lot of people are going to recognize smacks of hypocrisy.
So as you campaign, are you going to be targeting more incumbent Elise Stefanik or the Democrat who's in the race, Mr. Derek, Mike Derek?
I have a really tough time with this because I would love to spend all of my time disparaging Republican policy and pointing out why Green policy would be better. But as I said to Aaron Wolf in the last election cycle, it is your party and your campaign that attacked me regularly and vociferously. And they did so because they believed the spoiler mythology. You know, man up, run your own race, with your own issues. And the Democrats, who buy the spoiler mythology, make themselves a bigger target. And I hope they don't do that this time around. And Mike and I have had that conversation, and I don't think he intends to do that, although the more the National Party gets involved or the county committees do, that is a tactic they like to employ. They believe that workers should not run for office unless it's dog catcher or school board. But how dare you consider having a worker's voice in our House of Congress? And I say that's where we need it most.
Green Party candidate Matt Funicello is a bakery owner from Glens Falls. He faces retired Army Colonel Democrat Mike Derek and first-term Republican Elise Stefanik. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.